on the Boss Man Show here with Doc Gamble, the coach of the UAPB Lions out of SWAC Conference, Pine Bluff. Coach, what's up with you guys over there in Pine Bluff today, man?
Not much, man. Just got had some guys got finished watching them work out and just trying to beat the heat right now. It's hot.
I hear that, Coach. Let me ask you this question, man. You guys got to play 5 games in the springtime, going 4-1. How important is that for you guys to use as a launching pad for this season going forward, knowing that you guys in the spring won 4 games, played 5 games, it's tough competition, and you're ready for it again here, come up here in September?
Well, to me, I think it was a great benefit to be able to play real football this past spring, you know, and play, have real competition against somebody else, as opposed to just normal spring practice when you're recruiting. I mean, when you're practicing against yourself and just doing inter-squad scrimmages, it's still nothing like game reps, actual game speed with referees, fans. It's just a little bit different. So to me, it was a win-win to be able to do it.
Most definitely. And Coach, getting to evaluate your kids on film, like you said, over the summertime here, knowing where you can improve the young men and this would be technique, schematically, what a fitted guy. How important is that for you and your staff to get that visual of the eye in the sky to know, kind of come in at this season right here, where you want to put some guys, how to send them playing in the spring there?
Well, now it's a measuring stick, you know, just to see where a guy grew from the fall to the spring, and now to see once we start training camp how much growth that he had. And it's more so for our younger guys, you know, to see their growth in over in a year's time, you know. So the one thing we didn't get a chance to do back in the spring was really get a full season of weight training, you know, to see those bodies change. Some guys did take advantage of these 3 months being at pretty much close to being 3 months at home. You can see a little change, but it's still not the same growth that you would see where you can go from being an incoming freshman to a grown man. You know, usually you can see a big time growth. I still get some guys, still looking at some guys, and I see a little thickness, but not a lot of thickness. I want to see a lot of thickness from them, you know. So, but the thing about it is the thing that they, the experience that they got here in this past spring, man, is better than anything else I believe in. I mean, that I could think of, you know, to be able to play, get live reps. So that was huge.
And Coach, speaking of that, nutrition piece, the sleep piece, the recovery piece, all those pieces are so important for a young man playing football, because you want to get them guys to learn how to get their bodies the right way. The body is your temple. Your body is your check if you're going to play the NFL or beyond. So how do you get the young men to really buy into strength conditioning, nutrition, diet, and sleep? Because those are very important things to set a football player on the field.
Well, because we had some success, and we did those things, we preached those things, and we had some success with doing it, so they believe in that. We just got them back here really last week, and you know, typically when guys get back, they want to go hang out with each other, catch up with each other, play the video game and all of that stuff. And these guys are pretty much, hey, I'm here to get some work done, you know. So it's a different type of mentality as far as what you normally would get when you first arrive to campus for training camp. You know, I guess these guys have been around each other long enough to say, hey, I just saw you. I'm tired of seeing you. Let's get to work, and I can't wait to get back to practice to beating up on you.
I hear that. And Coach, for a young man, talk about this piece, the mental health aspect of it too, because I think more and more in sports, the people are seeing that guys aren't machines. Guys aren't robots, right? You know, The mental health piece, that personal piece is important, as well as the on-the-field piece as well.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because we talked about it this morning as a staff, you know, and I told him, I say, depends on who you're talking to now. It's 30% physical, 70% mental. And then, you know, some people, when I was growing up, they were saying it was 80% mental, 20% physical. But the mental part of it, you better know it's important. It's extremely important, because really it determines your day. It determines your mood, you know, it determines what you want to get done, you know, so it is very important, you know, and a lot of times too now, the mental part of it for us, I'd say the biggest challenge for us now is going to be because we've had some success and we've had a lot of pats on the back, you know, the mental part of it is how good can we be? You know, are we just going to say, okay, I'm fine, I've been successful, or if I'm going to keep pushing that envelope to become great.
And coach, how do you keep your kids mentally focused with that tunnel vision, knowing you guys are going to be playing Arkansas, the big school in state there, also Central Arkansas as well. So how do you get your young men to see this? It's the same football field, same white lines. They're going to put 11 out there. You got 11 out there. So it's another game, and not get too hyped up knowing you're playing the big man in the state, Arkansas, and other schools, Central Arkansas as well.
Well, you know, we're developing a mindset where we're the big man in the state of Arkansas. So
I guess
I don't think that's a problem. You know, for us, it's just not to get caught up in the letters. But we have a mature team, and you know, they know what the most important thing is, and that's our next opponent. And that might be coach speak, but our next opponent is Lane College. You know, so we can't look past Lane College thinking, you know, trying to look forward to somebody else. You know, that's really an unknown because they got a new coach. So we got to prepare and just get ourselves ready to play any and everybody that's on the schedule, no matter what conference or affiliation that they're involved in, man. You know, so when you can step outside of the conference and you're playing a Power Five, to me, as always, don't get caught up in the letters. The letters is what? You know, ACC, SEC, Big Ten, those are the letters. If you don't get caught up into the letters, then you got a chance.
No doubt. That's just Coach Fell. Listen out here in Atlanta and beyond who go following your team. Tell us some key guys on each side of the ball that they should look out for this year on your squad.
Well, we got quite a few. We got quite a few. And, you know, we returned 9 on offense, returned 9 on defense. And all those guys were great, key contributors in special teams. So, you know, of course, our conference guys that we have is Skylar Perry, quarterback, second team all conference. You got Mark Evans, left tackle, first team all conference. You got Noah Hayes, right tackle, second team all conference. You got Josh Wilkes, this I'm talking about on the offensive side of the ball. And then we got Tyron Ralph, all explosive football players for us. And then on defensively, you got Jalen Thigpen, first team all conference. You got two great linebackers in Kobe Watts and Isaac Peppers. That's really good. And then we got two outstanding corners. And Solomon Brooks and Andre Fuller, and then we've added some key pieces to that to push those guys, just so they're not getting comfortable. You know, I always say, I like you to look over your shoulder because I know you're getting better if you are. So, but we've been able to add a bunch of new pieces that's going to come in and compete and push those guys to play.
And Coach Gale, I want to ask you this, man. My father is a coach, and you know, it wasn't for me. You know, I wanted to be in radio. I didn't want to coach. I knew I had a temper to do. I started cussing people out if I don't get the right play run. And so for you, at what point in your football career did you say, I want to get into coaching and I want to become a head coach?
I knew that today, from day one. I come from a sports family. Right? I knew I was going to be involved in sports. That's really the only thing I know. Sports has always been huge. Come from my mom's side of the family is she has 6 brothers and 2 sisters. It was 9 of them total. And then on my dad's side, he had 2 sisters and a brother. So, and everybody was involved in sports, you know. So, and if it wasn't in some form and capacity, my mom was a great in softball, a cheerleader, very active. My aunts was all as well. So it was sports family, man, on both sides. So I knew I was going to be in sports somewhere or another. And I knew when I was in college that I was going to go into coaching, and my buddies laugh now. They say, you always said you was going to be a coach. So, and neither one of them followed my lead, but you know, so, but this is something I always knew I was going to do.
We have something in common, Coach, the Ohio Valley Conference. I went to Tennessee State. You went to UT Martin. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I have to ask you, Coach, how was Martin, Tennessee back when you played up there, man? Cause I know I went up there a few times. Ain't much in Martin, but Martin. So tell me how was
it. Yeah. Well, not a lot in Martin, but Martin was a great place, and it was a fun place. There's a lot of Memphis alums that goes to UT Martin, and you know, many a weekends you wouldn't know it was a dead place. Now that place was pretty lively on the weekends. Now, so it was definitely a college and a college town, and I can say that we put it on Tennessee State quite a few times while I was there as well. So that was always a good thing.
Yes, say the OVC, I tell you, some of the rivalries in OVC has always been very interesting to me, you know. But Tennessee Tech as well, up I-40 there, Austin Peay, you know, and you know, when MTSU was in the Ohio Valley Conference for A-Left. So, you know, there's a lot of good rivalries in OVC and a lot of easy drives too. So I like the OVC being up at Tennessee State, you know, coming from Atlanta, it was close to home for me. So I could get back home on off days. I was good with that.
Right, right. And you know, along with that, we spend many, I might start, I don't know, I think my players don't think I know how to have fun, but I used to, I had a good time in college. So when we went practicing in the off season, but speaking about those short drives, you know, we would go up to Tennessee State and go over to Austin Peay, drive up there and hang out and met some new friends, a lot of new friends that a lot of friends that I have to this day that I met in college while at UT Martin from those other universities.
No doubt. And Coach Meskis, man, on recruiting wise, you're in a great spot because you get to 4 hours and get to anywhere you really want to go. And if you go on a short flight to Atlanta, Birmingham, you can do that as well. So talk about when you got there recruiting now and getting young men to come to Pine Bluff and play for you, knowing that you guys had success and how the SWAC is growing, adding two new schools this year. So talk about the recruiting piece as well and how you get young men to want to come there and play for you and your program that you're building out there.
Well, you know, recruiting always starts at home. We want to put a fence around the state as much as we can, you know. So, but to be honest with you, our roster is made up of guys from all over. You know, we do got some, a lot of guys from that are here locally and here within the state, but the most of our guys come from all over, and it's because of the visibility that our conference has and social media, you know, has allowed us to branch out. And our coaches are from all over, so, you know, they've able to piggyback there from, I call them honey spots they already know in those relationships to get other guys to come here. And we got a talented crew, but they come from all over. But and the thing about it is a lot of those guys hadn't been here before. Once they've gotten here, you know, they settled in really fast and have made this home. The other thing about it too, man, we got a great campus. You know, it's great people on campus. We got a great culture. You know, so I always say, come see us, you know, and then when you're here, why not join us? You know, if you like what you see, like how you feel, you know, it's a good spot, and it's been a good spot for the guys that we do have.
And Coach, how's that transfer portal helped you guys get players as well? I know in basketball it's helped a lot. I know Solo talked about it earlier today about how it's helped him get players for his basketball team. How's it helped you guys on the football side as well?
Well, It's been good, but you know, you really have to, just because the guys go in the portal now, you get some, I joke a little bit because everybody say, ooh, that, like, they got to do your homework on them. You know, they're in that portal for a reason too. So, but we've been able to benefit with a couple new additions off the portal. You know, we had four that really contributed to our program here. The thing about it, I tell everybody that wanted, anybody willing to listen, the four that the guys that went in the portal from our side, they all got degrees from here, you know, and then they decided, hey, let me go see something else. They didn't leave before getting that degree from UAPB, you know, so, but it goes both ways. You might lose a couple, but you can gain a couple. So just for us, I'm always diligent about who we're bringing in. And, you know, and I think at some point, I know that, the guys are going to know that the numbers are crazy right now, and there's still a lot of kids that are out there. And what's funny is sometimes those kids jump in the portal because they just like to be recruited, you know, and they like to get some attention, some more attention. I'm like, man, hey, you took five official visits, now you're trying to get five more, you know. So, you know, but, you know, you just got to be diligent about it. We will recruit because we want the best of the best, but also know we'll be diligent. We do a lot in the, you know, checking guys' backgrounds and I always say, just like, you know, what Biggie used to say, everybody, I got a story to tell, you know, and everyone got a story to tell. Just want to do their story, would it fit in with you or not? So.
And Coach, talk about the SWAC. You know, you guys added Bethune and Florida A&M, and talk about the coaching and the SWAC and the players. Cause I feel like the SWAC is overlooked because there's so much talent in the league, but a lot of people don't see it because it's the SWAC and you guys are on national TV, on the big ESPNs like other schools are. So talk about the coaching in the league, how the league is so deep now with 12 schools now, new divisions now, and the talent across the board in the league.
It's a big-time league, bar none, big-time league. I was in the MAC conference for 5 years. I was in the old Big East. I was in Conference USA. I've coached in those three conferences week in and week out. Those three conferences cannot match the SWAC as far as the game day environment, as far as the quality of play week in and week out, definitely now, you know. So it's a big time conference. It's really been big time, and And it's a conference I grew up on, you know, being able to grow up, even though I was in the Midwest, but this was back in the day when BET was showing games on Saturdays and I would rush home to watch a SWAC football game. And so now we're getting back to where it's more visible now, you know, with ESPN putting his own a little bit more at primetime stations. You know, so everybody's being able to take notice. I mean, this is the right time to be in the SWAC. But the SWAC's been here. It's been solid for years, man. It's always been a lot of talent. You know, people forget the two best players in NFL history came out of the SWAC, you know, Jerry Rice and Walter Payton. So, and those guys are still here in this conference, man. You know, so it's a real deal. And the quality of play is up because the quality of coaching is up, you know. So, but we got a good product, and I'm happy to be a part of it. I actually had a chance to leave the SWAC in 2018. I decided to stay because I thought this was going to be – this was the best move for me, the best place for me to be at, you know. So I had a chance to go back to those conferences that I missed, one of those conferences that I just mentioned. But I was like, hey, you know, there's nothing – this second to none. You know, it is second to none, and it's now we're able to attract some of those high-quality guys and still develop those guys that are diamonds in the rough.
And that was the kind of thing I missed to be in Tennessee State was that, no, we had that environment at our home games, but when we go on the road, it wasn't the same. Like, yeah, you know, right. When we played the John Mayer Classic, it was cool. We played the black schools, it was cool. But yeah. When we played the OVC schools, it was like,
it was funny. When I was at UT Martin, we looked forward to you guys coming to we looked forward to Tennessee State coming to our campus so the band would show up, and we were hoping the band show up. That sort of liven up our environment, you know.
Yeah, so like you said, the SWAC is bar none. And, you know, personally, Coach, you know, I might get you to say, I think Tennessee State should go back to the SWAC so we can have some fun again.
Yeah.
I just enjoyed the vibe when I go to A&M over to Alabama State because that's as close as to me, you know, being in Atlanta here. That's so right. When I go over there, it's like, you know, I'm like, okay, this is what I'm missing, make out of this state. I feel this. I like this. So, like, you know, I know what you mean, Coach. That's the SWAC vibe is one of a kind, man.
Yeah, it is a wonderful sight to see on game day. It truly is.
I've got two more for you, Coach. This now, when you come to Atlanta to recruit, what is your favorite spot to eat here when you come here to eat, Coach?
Well, I haven't been to Atlanta. I'm not gonna lie, I haven't been to Atlanta in a while. But the last time I was there, and I don't know if it's still open or not, was Spun Divots.
Yes, still open.
Yeah, still open. All right, that's really good, really good. You know, so. I used to make Atlanta not recruiting wise, but because I worked with other guys who had the area. But I used to make it a point to have a 4-day weekend, get a Thursday through Sunday in Atlanta all the time. So, but I haven't been able to do so here lately.
No doubt. I got last one for you. What is your favorite OVC moment? Whether you was playing at UT Martin or playing against somebody else, what was your favorite moment back in your days in OVC?
Throwing 5 touchdowns against Southern Illinois. I got National Player of the Week, and I beat out the great to win the award. I won the award. I got chosen over the great Steve McNair.
Wow. Okay. I say, oh, yes. You can't forget that then, no doubt. Hey, 5 touchdowns. You were balling that day for the Skyhawks for sure.
And we won. So
and you won too. That's what's up. Well, Coach Gamble, thank you for your time today. It was very fun. Hope to do this again with you real soon. I look forward to covering you. Have a relationship with you and your programming going forward, Coach.
All right. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome.
Okay.